This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Got a lot to get to. And we will do so for the duration of this 3 hours. I want to thank all of our affiliates picking up the show, AM and FMs. And of course, the internet affiliates as well. Reaching more and more people. Which is ultimately a good thing because that means more and more people are waking up. But sometimes, I gotta be honest, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. So I want to get a gauge right around the new year here of where people stand. How far down the rabbit hole they are, they think they are. Where have they come from? And where do they see their thought process going? So we'll keep the phone lines open to talk about this. I'm kind of going to do one of those corny New Year's type shows, but this one's going to have a twist. I want to hear from my listeners and see where they stand in their awakening process, in their trip down the rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to keep the phone lines open for the duration of tonight's show and have that as the running question. And I hope people participate in this. I want to take as many calls as possible. And I want to give people the time to flesh this out. 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write this number down. I do want to hear from you about this. 800-313-9443. So the question is, where are you? Where have you come from? Where are you going with your thought process, with your awakening process? Are you an activist? And if so, what are you doing? And so on and so forth. For a moment, I'll talk about my awakening process. I've always done talk radio. For as long as I can remember, I was a talk radio fan. At 11 years old, I called into my first talk radio show. And the host on the show, Craig Worthing is his name. Well, I'll tell you about a little bit later some more. But Craig Worthing was the host, and I would listen to him every single night. What happened was, as a 10, 11-year-old, my parents took away my Tavistock Institute device, a.k.a. the television. And boy, I tell you, that was one of the greatest things they've ever did for me, taking away my TV. Now, I grew up in the generation that had televisions in each room. And I know that's dating me here, but I had a TV. And my parents took away my TV because of whatever misbehavior I had. Anyways, I discovered that radio wasn't just music, but it was also talk radio. I said, wow, this is kind of neat. I can learn about new things. I can hear people discussing things and talking about different topics. And I was hooked. I remember it like it was yesterday. So I began to have a great love for talk radio. And I would listen to it every single night. And I remember to this day, I had a radio that for whatever reason didn't play very loudly. There was something wrong with the radio so that it didn't play at a high level. It was extremely low volume. So I held this radio up to my ear every single night as I laid in bed, and I listened to talk radio. And one of those talk show hosts was, again, Craig Worthing. This was before Clear Channel and some of the other major conglomerates in talk radio and radio in general bought up all the markets and inputted their singular host that was syndicated. Now we have Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all the other clowns, and they're on every single station. Well, before that happened, before syndication really took hold, we had local talk show hosts. And one of those old breeds of talk show hosts was Craig Worthing. Craig Worthing was on, and he spoke about kind of generic topics. He didn't really get into politics too often. He had general conversations about whatever's happening, current events, movies, whatever. It was kind of generic talk radio. And I would listen to him every single night. Well, at 11 years old, I finally got the courage. I said, you know what? I'm going to try and call. So I snuck into the other room where the telephone was at, and I called. And the topic that was at hand on that show was they were talking about wrestling. And I said, as an 11-year-old, I said, you know what? This wrestling stuff is fake, man. It's fake. It's all a big conspiracy. Literally, this is what my thought process was at 11 years old. It's all fake. It's all for show. They're all actors. Little did I know that I would later in life realize that our politicians are just like pro wrestlers, acting. The left-right paradigm is just like Hulk Hogan versus whoever, right? Little did I know that would turn out to be a major eye-opener for me in later years to come. So I called up, and I was shaking. I was nervous as could be. And I called into the Craig Worthing show. I remember I got through, and once you got through, then you're even more nervous, of course, 11 years old, and I'm shaking. And he was just so gracious to me, so nice, so caring, and so warm, that it really left a good taste in my mouth. And then I called in another time, and another time, until I was calling into his show every week. And I became more familiar with talking on the radio. For my 13th birthday, most kids would have, a party at an arcade or whatever. Well, for my 13th birthday, I went to a on-location dinner, a remote broadcast that Craig Worthing had. And myself and my family and my best friend at the time ate dinner while he did his talk show live. That was the old method of doing a remote broadcast. They would, go to a different business and promote the business and so on and so forth. And it turns out Craig Worthing and I had the same birthday. April 15th, tax day. Go figure, right? So I really, really fell in love with talk radio. And 15 years old, I decided that I wanted to try and do a show of my own. And I tried to figure out how I was going to do so. And then a little bit, I'll tell you about that. And what I'm talking about, if you're just tuning in, is my process, my trip down the rabbit hole for this new year. I want to talk about where we've come from and where are we going, what brought you to your awakening process, to waking up, whatever you want to call it. I hate to use those cliche terms. But I want to also open up the phone line, so I'm sharing with you what went on with my mind and my evolution, if you will, and I'd love to hear yours as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if there's an 11-year-old Bob Tuscan listening right now, call me up. I want to hear from you. I would love to give an opportunity to someone like Craig Worthing gave an opportunity to me. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near them. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Does anybody actually celebrate Kwanzaa? I've never met somebody that actually celebrates Kwanzaa. I think it's fake. I think it's made up. Roland Martin, Ashley Bankfield confront State Senator Grothman. for an attack on Kwanzaa. There's a war on Kwanzaa. I'll play that clip maybe a little bit later. And I'll tell you about the article that Ann Coulter, and I don't like Ann Coulter really, but she wrote a good article about Kwanzaa, where she shows that the FBI may have been behind the creation of Kwanzaa. You might say, what? Yeah, that's right. The FBI has their footprint all over Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa. All right, so here's what we're talking about. I was telling you, I was beginning to get into my awakening and my, well, you know, where I've come from, and we're going to talk about that a bit more. I'll continue my story about getting involved with talk radio and so on and so forth. And the reason why I'm doing that is to buy time to take some callers here and find out what it is that you've gone through and where you're going and so on and so forth. So I'd love to hear for this new year what you plan on doing, where you've come from, how your thoughts have evolved and so on and so forth. And maybe this is a poor topic, but I think it's interesting. You know, I know many people that at one point were staunch neoconservatives, and now they're very much interested in what really happened with 9/11. And what was that wake-up call for you? What was that moment in which the light bulb went off and began your trip into the abyss? 800-313-9443. We'll take as many calls as we can throughout the duration of tonight's show on that. 800-313-9443. All right, before I get back into my story about my evolution, if you will, let's take a call from Adrian in Kansas. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Hey, doing good there.
Cool, man. So tell me, what do you think?
Well, I guess like you, what really woke me up, I kind of had stumbled across a documentary about 9/11. And, you know, like you, prior to that, you know, just basically going through all the motions like everybody else. It just, you know, didn't seem anything was wrong until, you know, I ran across some documentaries how, you know, they kind of, you know, I can't even remember the name of it, but it was really just happenstance.
The first one I ever saw was called In Plain Sight. In Plain Sight was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there I attribute to really waking me up, so to speak, to whatever capacity I'm awake. And that never stops. That's not a, you know, that's not a final term, waking up. It's a process that continues. And it's a sign of somebody who's really awake to know that they're always going to keep learning and so on and so forth. But I think that 9/11 documentary that I watched, In Plain Sight, really began to expedite that process. And here's why. Because if that's true, and now you and I can take it for granted that it is true that we were lied to about that event, that these buildings were demolished and so on and so forth. If that's true, if they could pull that in front of our faces, if they could pull the wool over our eyes for so many years and so many people be completely misled and not see what really happened, if that's true, then what else have we been lied about? What else is going on? What else is there? And it goes on and on and on from there.
That's right. After that, you know, that's what happened. There was holes in it, and after that I went into checking out what happened in Waco, and I went back and saw some documentaries on that, and this, I guess slowly over time, it just starts you asking questions. I guess everything we take so much for granted. Our thinking is just, it's all beliefs, and mm-hmm. we take everything for granted. Like, here's this, we do this, and we never stop and think, you know, what's really going on. It's like, and you said it once. Once that question comes up, if they're able to do this, like, you know, what happened in Waco, what happened in 9/11, and you find out all these things, they're doing this on purpose, and they're, you know, to try to get some kind of, you know, agenda through or try to manipulate people, and then, you know, you want people to know, but you run into, you know, that people are so brainwashed, you know, people are so brainwashed they don't want to hear it.
Sure.
You know,
and that only frustrates you and makes you want to learn more and tell more people about it. And, you know, that process continues from there and really snowballs, if you will. How long ago did you see that documentary?
Oh, wow. It's been 5 or 6. It's been a while. I can't remember the name of it, but prior to that, I was at work, and I remember the towers and all that. I saw it on TV. You really kind of have to have something to go down that road to make you question anything.
Sure.
I think that's the key. If you don't have any, like most people don't have a really reason to question anything. And I hope it doesn't come to that, but a lot of people don't have really much reason to doubt what's happening, you know. And I listen to you guys. I'm learning a lot. I'm not up to the activist level. I'm still kind of gathering knowledge. But you know, what's on my mind, you know, the bigger question is how we're going to get out of the money system. And I'm completely stumped on that. But I'm at a process where I'm actually asking questions. And prior to all, you know, to 9/11 and these other things, you were just all autopilot. You just accept what people said and what everyone else, you know, around you thought, and that was what you thought.
And have you seen others in your life start to wake up, or have you seen folks go the other way and dig their heads like the ostrich further in the sand?
What had happened, I showed some of my family that documentary. I can't remember the name of it, but I showed them. And the younger people my age, the 30 age, they can, you know, I had some older people that saw it, like some, and they didn't, even after seeing it, they couldn't, you know, they're around 50s or 60s, even seeing it, you know, all the holes that were in it, they just shut down. They didn't want to hear it. Some people, you know, I have a few family members, and, you know, they're kind of, you know, in between. Not as far along as I am, but at least they understand that something's wrong, because I personally showed it to them. But I've even showed people, you know, in my family, and it's just, you know, they don't want to see it, you know.
And you can take a horse to the water, but you can't force them to drink, as they say, right?
No, you can't.
Well, Adrian, I appreciate your call, man.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best for this holiday season and this new year. And I hope for the new year that your activist side begins to emerge more, because even though you're still collecting and learning, and we all are, even as activists, we're still learning, of course, it's important to act on the things that you know and to try to help others and so on and so forth. So I for the new year, hope that you become more active and we hear more from you, all right?
Got it. Thanks.
All right, thanks, brother. All the best. All right, folks, we're going to continue this thread. 800-313-9443. When did you start to wake up? Where do you see yourself headed in this new year? I want New Year's predictions, perhaps. Should we do predictions? I don't like predictions, to be honest. I don't like predictions. I'll leave that to another talk show late at night. But on the Bob Tuscan Show, we're going to keep open lines in this vein and continue this conversation. I'll continue my story on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.RepublicOfAmericanLife.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
His name Paul Ciancia, C-I-A-N-C-I-A. He pled guilty, or not guilty, rather, today for his TSA shooting. C-I-A-N-C-I-A. I can't make this stuff up. That's this guy's name. Ciancia. Is that a popular last name? I've never heard it before. C-I-A-N-C-I-A. My goodness. Anyways, I'm taking a break from the normal hustle and bustle here for a bit, and we're taking calls about where you've come from in your so-called awakening process, and I use that for lack of a better term, but I want to know where we're headed, what you think is on the horizon here, perhaps. I don't like predictions, but I would like to have some retrospection. Retrospection? Did I just make up a word? And a look ahead. It's important to know where we've come from in order to be able to take on the challenges that are yet to come. And I've been reflecting a little bit about my process, and I've only got into about 13, 14, 15 years of age. I kind of went through a odd childhood where I was very interested in talk radio from a young age. Ostracized by my peers, I was very popular. I was very hip all throughout elementary school. I was one of the kids who was always trendy and involved with this and that and played sports. And when I became a teenager, right around the time I started to listen to talk radio, I became more and more, let's just say, different. And that's okay. I've come to realize that was okay. I knew back then that it was okay. I didn't like the pseudo-intellectual, fake upbringing that others around me were going through. I didn't like it at all. So I got into talk radio, and I was telling you a little bit about that. But before I continue, I do want to hear from more callers. We're taking your phone calls on your process of awakening, where we're headed, and so on and so forth, as well as some predictions. But I don't like predictions. So I hate to say that I want predictions, but I want your insights, let's just say, and your practical observations and pragmatic preparations. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And now let's talk with Mac in South Carolina. Hello, Mac.
Yes.
Is this MacGyver?
Hey, Bob.
MacGyver, my good friend. How are you?
How's the audio? Is it okay?
You sound like $1 million.
Hey.
It's good to hear your voice.
You know, the first thing I was exposed to was AJ, and of course, then Skypecast.
Tell the listeners about Skypecast, because that's how you and I met. And I wasn't expecting Mac to call, but since you have, tell the listeners about that.
Ask me that again, I'm sorry.
Tell the listeners about Skypecast. You said the first thing that woke you up was AJ,
yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's the case. We got to give credit where credit's due, despite all the controversy there. But tell the listeners about the next thing you mentioned, which was Skypecast. And this was going back, what, 6 years ago now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well,
what was a Skypecast for those that never were introduced?
Well, everybody knows what Skype is now, but at that time, that was even before eBay had purchased it. And what happened was is you had groups of people that could set up what was called a Skypecast, and you had a web page that you could go to, and you could locate topics. So it was all topic-oriented voice group discussions, and you know, if you wanted to exchange links and such as that, then you could. And so those were pretty popular until they finally shut them down.
And there's a lot of speculation as to why they shut these casts down. But just to put it into perspective a bit further here, these casts were extremely powerful. They were a database that allowed you to find like-minded individuals who were waking up just like we are. Participating in shows like this, and get involved in a conversation with people from around the world, all who were learning and sharing and so on and so forth. And it really was a place that was beginning to offer and facilitate organizing for people who wanted to get involved and share ideas that might have been marginalized by the mainstream media. Is that about right?
Well, yeah, there was Like I say, there was a lot of the activism type. I mean, you could have a topic of any kind. You could have it on gardening and you know, other stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
And just like everything else, there was a bunch of trolls.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry to interrupt. But just like everything else, there it was saturated with a whole bunch of garbage. But the cool thing about it was you didn't have to go through the garbage to get to the good stuff. You could look up based on your listing of your topic what issues and what conversation you were looking for.
Right.
So, long story short, it began to gain momentum, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And of course, along with it gaining the popularity and the momentum there, you know, the negative side of it, you know, ensued too. But, you know, you can expect that with just about anything, it seems like nowadays, like the dichotomy, you know.
And eventually they pulled the plug on it, and they said they would bring it back. It never happened. And I'm pretty convinced, Mac, and you tell me, I'm pretty convinced that it was because of activists like ourselves at the time who were organizing and chatting and becoming more and more involved, developing a network, that because of us, they saw that as a threat and they took it down.
Yeah, you know, they called it some kind of liability thing or complication like that, but yeah, their liability was probably if somebody told them, if you don't shut it down, you know, we're going to screw it up or something. You know, and of course that was that was after eBay, I believe, had bought it to him. And so after that, well, of course, we still have, you know, you still have group chats that were available, even though there were Skype casts were going out. We organized group chats, and a lot of the people that were together then are still, you know, in the group chats. Being able to find them, you know, that's another. If somebody doesn't have the link or anything, then you really can't locate them anymore either.
Yeah, so in other words, all the newcomers were out. It became a closed loop.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't invite you and send you a link to the group chat, then you're kind of out of it.
Right, which is a big problem. So that right there was a big part of your awakening, as was it mine in many respects. I remember finding Skypecast a year or so, maybe a couple years after I had begun to see what was going on, and I watched the documentaries on 9/11 and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mac.
Well, not to get off of that, but, you know, you had the topics you were talking about. As far as in respect to, you know, how I'm progressing and you know, how it's, what I've learned is I can never tell somebody something. I know one of your previous callers was saying that he was asking questions. Well, not only, once you find the answers, the best way to get anybody to listen is not to try and tell them something.
But to show them something, you know?
You have to ask them the right questions.
Okay, when we come back, I want to find out what those questions are, and we're going to continue to take more calls, 800-313-9443.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
I'm really enjoying this conversation here tonight. Hope you are as well. Get back to my own personal story if you're interested. I don't know. It's not about me, but I figured I'd open up with you if you'll be so gracious to open up with me. I'd love to have you, and I'd love to continue this conversation. 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to talk about your awakening process. I want to talk about where we're headed and so on and so forth. 800-313-9443. 43, and we're going to get to some more calls here, but we were talking to Mac last segment, and Mac, we were discussing the idea that it's very hard to tell people what's going on, and you were going to give me some insights as to a better way to go about it.
Well, I've just always gotten bad reactions from people when you try to tell them something, and it's better to ask a question because the thought process is different. The mental process is different when you ask somebody a question. So, in like one of your best questions is, what happened with Building 7 on 911? Or if I'm at the cash register and somebody actually looks at me, that's an instant I'm going to start the conversation about money, the dollar bill. I'm going to ask them, I'm going to say, what does this mean? That this is good for, this money is only good for debts, public and private. Or,
instead, you're going to ask what that Federal Reserve note is. I do that often. I'll say, and these are loaded questions, right, Mac? And that's okay in a sense because it at least opens up the dialogue. I'll say, is the Federal Reserve private? Or is the Federal Reserve federal, rather? I'll ask that question as opposed to sounding preachy and saying, hey, the Federal Reserve, man, it's private bankers, man.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. There's something about the trigger of a question that it just starts their mind in a different mode than you actually, like you're saying, coming out, it sounding like a preacher. Like, you know everything that there is. You're asking them to actually think about something or asking them for their input. And the same way as when you're talking to someone, if you ever say to someone, especially if you're having a discussion, a heated discussion, and you say, someone says, I always try to make things about me, anytime that you say you, and this is part of assertive conversation, there's a defensive mechanism that comes up right away, immediately, especially if you're talking about belief systems. But as long as you use everything keeps centered around you, yourself, then there's usually not a problem. There's the defensive mechanism doesn't come up. Same way with like I say, when you're trying to tell somebody something, it's just automatic. Something happens there. That's one of the things that I've progressed to know. And another thing is, my mantra, my quote, and this has to do with whenever somebody is talking about, freedom of religion or freedom of speech. If somebody ever brings that topic up, then I tell them what my idea of freedom is, or I ask them if they want to hear what my idea of freedom is. And, most of the time they do. And that's when I basically tell them, I say, freedom is knowing that you and your neighbors eat until the next harvest, drink until the next rainfall. After you accomplish that, you have the energy to tackle just about any problem that there is.
That's exactly right, and I've also found that to be very important. And let me just repeat that quote again, okay? Freedom is knowing, and help me if I butcher it here, Matt. Freedom is knowing that your neighbors have enough food and water, that you and your neighbors have enough food and water, until the next rainfall or until the next harvest. I know I didn't get that exactly right, but that's the gist of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. And Mac, I want to thank you for being a great influence in my awakening process, and somebody who's inspired me to not just know that that's the case and say that out loud, but to actually live it. And Mac, you're living it. And you've really grown in that respect over the years, and I hope all is well with you and your farm and your rabbits and all that good stuff. All right, brother, definitely stay in touch, and if I don't talk to you again, have a great New Year, man.
You too, Bob. We'll keep in touch.
All right, thanks so much for calling tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. All right, let's go to Andrew now in Oregon. Andrew, welcome to this conversation. How are you, man?
Bob. You mentioned Craig
Andrew.
Worthing.
You know who he is?
Yes. Did you ever listen to Jerry Wichner?
Jerry Wichner? No, I
didn't.
Another
radio talk show host in Miami.
Well, of course, I know Neil Rogers, who was on for many years.
This is way before. How old are you?
No, I'm only 15 years old.
No, I just turned 65. And I used to listen to Craig Worthing. I'm just wondering how far backwards. See, I figure when you mention Craig Worthing, I figure you must be operating out of Miami. I listen to you on Shoutcast, so I don't know where you're located.
I'm originally from South Florida. I moved away years ago to get out of the rat race of the hustle and bustle of South Florida. What's that?
Where do you live now?
Now I live in North Central Florida. I moved up to go to the University of Florida and never left.
Okay, well, it's nice up there. I was going to say my big change came when Lee Harvey Oswald was shot. I knew that somebody out there does not want anybody to know what really happened. And if that didn't do it for you, Bobby Kennedy should have done it for you.
Right. Sirhan, the MK Ultra
after
victim.
After going down the line after that, I think the next big thing that jerked me around was the free trade agreements, NAFTA and GATT. When I saw that, I said, oh, my God, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. And the latest one, they don't even call it a trade agreement. They call it a partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The TPP, yeah, we'll be doing more
right.
on that.
And the reason they don't want to call it, the reason they don't want to call it a trade agreement or even a free trade agreement is because if people hear that word, they're going to figure it's another NAFTA or GATT. Only this time, it's worse because with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, instead of they got certain jobs like taxi cab fleets that you can't outsource, right? But they can bring in foreign drivers.
Exactly,
They can bring in foreign. And if you have an engineering company, they say, oh, there's not enough people with engineering degrees. That's not true. They just don't want to pay them. They want to bring them in on guest worker. Immigration visas are tied in with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's tied in with a whole immigration thing. And the whole immigration thing, if they ever get it through Congress, is also going to be inclusive of that. So the few jobs they can't outsource, they're going to bring in foreign workers to do it cheaper.
Yeah, I fear that that's exactly right. And after all, they don't call it the New World Order for nothing, right?
Sure. I mean, all of the other wedge issues, you know, whether it's gay marriage, abortion, all that other stuff, nobody's going to care about that when they don't have a job. You got one-third of the young people worldwide are unemployed. One-third of the young people in the world are unemployed right now. And what that
right
means,
there is a recipe for a revolution.
What that usually results in is a war.
Yeah.
You're
exactly right. It results in war, and that's a convenient way to enlist these young people as pawns. You get rid of them by killing many of them, and you keep them busy for the war machine.
When the systems begin to fail, they always start nationalism up and blaming it on the guys, blame it on Russia, blame it on...
Oh, they've been doing it for 100 years, for sure.
Blame it on China. China's out there blaming their problems on Japan and the United States now, you know, because their system's been hurting.
Hey, Andrew, we'll continue this discussion. I'm out of time for this hour. But, hey, listen, about Craig Worthing, it really touches me that you know him. And when we come back next hour, I'm going to continue my story, and Craig's continues to be in this story of mine. So stay tuned for that. It's kind of an inside thing there, but I'm glad Andrew recognized and knows who Craig is. That touches me. All right, folks.